behind those city lights.
So depending on the specific generation you feel the most connected with, when asked to name three famous UGA alums, you might gravitate toward more recent names like American Idol host Ryan Seacrest, or perhaps Food Channel megastar Alton Brown, or maybe even Good Morning America host Amy Robach. Move the needle back just a few more years and you might prefer names like television journalist Deborah Norville or character actor Wayne Knight of Seinfeld and Jurassic Park fame. But among all the names, and there are many that grace the halls of the University of Georgia, perhaps only one can claim the following: member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Grand Ole Opry, the Georgia Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and 7 number one country hits. Add to that a career that included hosting popular TV game shows, appearing on the legendary soap opera One Life to Live, and even The Tonight Show, and you could only be talking about one man, Whispering Bill Anderson.
I've lost count of the hours, and I've lost track of the days.
In fact, certainly with a career that spans 5 decades, you could understand why one book, not even 2 books, would be enough to cover it all. And in fact, a 3rd book published by our own university press, Whisperin' Bill Anderson, An Unprecedented Life in Country Music, hits the shelves this week. I joined WUGA contributor Lauren Baggett of our Athenia team on a trip just up the road where it all began for Whisperin' Bill, Commerce, Georgia.
I began looking up at what seemed like a million stars above and what few lights there were in Commerce. And I wrote, "The bright array of city lights, as far as I can see. The great white way shines through the night for lonely guys like me." My dad said later that he knew I had the imagination to become a songwriter if I could look at Commerce and write about the great white way. It was more like 2 or 3 traffic lights, and even they didn't work all the time. But those few words opened the doors to the world of country music for his son.
Bill was in town for an appearance at the Performing Arts Center named for their favorite son. It was here while working for a local radio station back in the late 50s that he wrote his first song at the age of 19, City Lights.
A bright array of city lights, as far as I can see. The great wide way shines through.
He would go on to record that song for the first time right here in the studios that would later become WUGA. It was a good turnout for the event, and Bill was definitely in his element.
You sure made a monkey out of me.
Makes you want to get your Kleenex out, don't it, huh? You've heard of sad songs?
An exhibit documenting the life of one of UGA's most accomplished alumni opens today at the Special Collections Library on campus. And in fact, Bill Anderson himself will be there to kick things off and read from his new book. The event is free and open to the public and starts at 4 o'clock. For more information, you can go online at libs.uga.edu or simply Google UGA Special Collections Library.
We're far apart. I love you still.
For WUGA and for Athenia's Lauren Baggett, I'm Chris Shipp.